Okay, perfect. Okay. So I want to say welcome to everyone this evening. I'm not sure how many will listen to the call or will be on the call live. Had a lot of changes, technical difficulties this weekend. It was a sort of a comedy of errors this weekend, it seemed like. So,
Wow.
yeah, we're switching everything. We're switching. I'm going to be actually recording your modules separately. I was going to use initially the conferencing line that we used initially with the webinar, but I did a couple of test recordings this weekend and the slideshow, but my voice was not there, and it just made me a little leery about relying on them, week to week. So I'm going to be recording them independently and then posting the modules to the member area of the website.
Great.
Then what we will do is, I think right now the way I want to structure things for the moment is until I find a service that's a little bit more stable, is we'll just do a weekly Q&A call.
Okay.
That way you'll have the lessons to look at. And I think that might be better because then what happens is you get the lesson, you kind of get to work through it a little bit, and then we can get on the phone together and then have a Q&A call to discuss the things that that you want more clarification about or just need more support around. And so I think that's the way I'm going to structure it for now, just until I find a service that's a little bit more stable. But I don't know. How does that feel to you to do it that way?
I think that sounds ideal, actually, to do the module first and then have the Q&A afterwards.
Okay,
Or, I
great.
mean, yeah, that would be my vote. If
Okay,
that,
so
if that's,
no, go ahead.
no,
What were you going to say?
I don't know if that was your original intent, like if that works in your
Yeah,
schedule, but I from a
yeah, yeah.
scheduling point of view or a structured point of view, I think that sounds great.
Yeah, so I think what I'll do is what I'll do is I'll post new modules on Sunday. On Sundays, as original scheduled, or a regular Sunday time, but I'll do those on Sundays, I believe. Now, I may wait because we're such a small group that we can really kind of play this any way we want to. But I'm just thinking that I could post the modules on Sundays, and then we have a live Q&A call during the week, or I can post the modules during the week, and then we have the Q&A calls on Sunday. How does what sounds appealing to you? And I'll just do a vote with everyone because I have to make it work for everybody in the group as much as I can, but we'll see.
Yeah, I love Sunday calls just because I'm in. And personally, that's kind of just my down day. So I'm in a good frame of mind where I don't have other things going on. But yeah, Sunday would be my vote for a call.
Okay, great. Well, then I'll do that then, because I initially had everyone. We were going to meet every Sunday from 12 to about 1. So we'll do Q&A calls, I think tentatively, and I think that will work good for everyone too. And of course, if for any reason anyone cannot make the live call, then I'll just record your, everyone sends their questions in to me, then I'll just record the responses and then I'll post the recording the next day. And then I'll post the next week's module a few days later, maybe like by Tuesday or Wednesday or something. So you have probably closer to Tuesday. That way you'll have more time during the week to kind of go through it. And
Yeah,
I may even post them on Mondays,
that sounds nice.
so
That sounds really
yeah.
good. I wanted to tell you, I know I have a friend who is having, she does coaching, and apparently she's having a lot of problems with her services like you use, and so she's switching over and she's going through the same, kind of trial and error thing. So if I find out from her what she's using currently that might be working, I'll pass it along to you if you're interested.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I typically have do just telecalls. I don't really do webinars, but I want to do a visual component, obviously, because I'm working with visual, artists. And so that was my initial intention, but I actually used this service 3 years ago, and it started out fine, then started getting glitchy. And so I hoped after 3 years maybe they'd worked out the bugs, but it still seems to be glitchy. So, so yeah, I just prefer just to, you know, just yeah, just leave it to, you know, use what I know works, and I know this system works. So I think I'll just do it this way and leave it at that. So and we'll just go from there. So it sounds good. So it might just be you and I for a little while. So this is, you know, a great time to kind of go over whatever. I will be checking just to see if anyone emailed me any questions that came in. Right now, nothing is coming as of yet. So let's go ahead and get started. You know, this is your time. What can I what can I help you with?
Oh my. So do you, this might just be, you know, an emotional thing.
Are you there? Denise?
Set on something, and I'll start planning it, which I did after the last week's call, because it was great. And it was clear to me what I needed to do, and it had, and it made sense to me. And,
Denise?
You know, I'm still open to... Sure.
Denise? I lost you there for about 30 seconds. I didn't hear the first part of your opening statement.
Okay. You know what? My internet service is showing that I have good service, but it's, I don't know, it can be spotty, just so you know. I'm in a new place. So.
Okay. Okay.
So basically, I have this horrible, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you now fine.
Okay, great. I just have this horrible habit of, and I'm not even aware of it while I do it. I completely buy into it while it's happening. But like on last week's call, there were great ideas. You know, I was taking all these notes, and then I came up with what, you know, I felt like was a good fit. You said to choose 2 to 3 avenues for sales. So I did that. I reviewed it again this week. And basically, I always go, I always just, it's like a self-defeating thing. Then I start questioning, oh, is this really the right thing to do? And then I make it really complicated, and then I don't take any steps towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have any suggestions or if that's a common pattern that you see with artists or with some artists.
No, this is a very common pattern, and I mean, and I even do it to myself from time to time, and it's what I had, you know, I think I sent you something in the forum about this one time. You know, my business mentor I work with calls it the gerbil wheel. You know, we start trying to process how everything is going to work out before we take any action.
Okay.
And that's not the way, you know, it's just not the way it works. You know, we have to base our decisions for future actions based on what we have tangible evidence of what is working or what's not working or what's feeling right to us or what's not feeling right to us to do in the moment. And, you know, again, I want to also just say on that note is that, you know, I as I suggested everyone to pick at least 2 income stream ideas, I do want to just give a little bit of clarification on or just to reiterate is that I definitely don't want everyone to try to do 2 or 3 simultaneously because that's going to cause all kinds of havoc and I don't want to suggest that at all. I feel that what is best to do is to pick one that you feel most well, several things. One, it needs to be something that reasonably you have the resources to be able to implement immediately. That's the first thing.
Okay.
You know, secondly, it needs to be something that actually feels exhilarating to you, exciting to you, because you are going to run into times when it's going to feel a little challenging and you need to have that boost to keep you going when those moments come up that it starts to feel a little challenging for you.
Sure.
Now, I address a lot of this in Module 2, which I had hoped that you guys would have seen before we had today's call.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you know, I had beautiful slides and no recording. So I do go into a lot of this. I address this quite a bit, actually, in Module 2, which you will have that available to you. I would say tomorrow. It may be later tonight, but I'm going to lean more towards tomorrow just to make sure that there's no problems. And I have a what I call a workbook that I've created, a little 4-page workbook that coincides with this lesson. just to help you get clarity. For starters, for one, about what is going on with in this case, I talk a lot about just the whole money structure. So what's coming in right now, what's going out right now, where is it going every month? And then, you know, this module is really about the numbers, you know, what's really going on for you, for everybody, not just you, but everybody. And that way you're able to then start making decisions based on clarity. A lot of times what we as creatives do is we have cash in hand, a physical hand, a wallet, whatever the case may be, and we're not really looking at what's going out and where we're actually spending what we do have. And I find that you know, we're making decisions for ourselves based on really based on fantasy, you know, and I think it's just important for us to get clear about that so that we know, okay, this is what I technically need to have coming in every month, but also what you want to have.
Right.
You know, because I really go into that as
I actually did make a budget of that, of what is current and what I aspire to.
Okay, great.
And I like that because I feel it feels a lot more empowering to look at what I'm moving towards. You know, for example, I really feel like a good business move and a good personal move for me is to go back to New York and get out, you know, and to be done really with country living because there just isn't it's too limiting here for my business. And I'm, you know, I've learned some great things, but it's going to take a lot for me to, I have to save up a lot in order just to get there, even though it's 4 hours away, but just to, you know, just to get an apartment and get settled in there. So, but I'm excited about, I think it's very good for me actually to have that goal. And so anyway, to have the budget of where, what I'm working towards with a time frame is, it does definitely feel more empowering.
Well, you know, and again, I think that's another major reason why I wanted to structure that particular module that way, because, you know, you were able to look at the numbers, but also look at the key thing you said was where you want to go, and you were able to make a decision in the moment that supports where you want to go.
Right. Okay.
You know, and that's where your power really comes in. I mean, you may find that an idea that you wanted to start with looks good or sounds good, but it might need a little bit more work to it than you initially thought it would need. And you might find that, you know, okay, I like this, but this might have to be one that I add a little bit later. I've got something else going on that I can move into a little quicker and start reaping some benefits from financially a little faster. So I always talk about the term the fastest path to cash. So what is it that you have that can generate income more immediately? And all of that depends upon your resources. So part of what's in that module too is getting clarity about not just the money but the resources.
My resources now are materials. The resources I have now are materials, which is great. So I have straws that I can and felt that I can make into hats. And I gained from last week's
I lost you there.
Continue building my website, but I haven't really ever marketed that. I mean, my clients know about it, but they were coming to my shop. So so that's going to be a process. I mean, do you have any, if I started marketing it tomorrow, you know, I mean, I have some of the things in place, and a friend of mine recently said he would help me with, who's a web designer, said he would, you know, help me with all the details that I'm trying to finish up. I mean, how long is it going to take? I mean, what if you had to say, for someone like me who's not new in my industry, I don't, you know, so I have experience in what I'm doing, but but my business is new online. I mean, would I be able to make some reasonable money in 3 months, or is that if I started writing a blog every week or more, or and doing all the Twitter and the Facebook more consistently.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll say this because I've seen your work, on, obviously, on your website, and I've also seen it on Facebook and Twitter. And the thing that I found, I have to look at it again, so I may be making an assumption here based on what I think I saw, but I'm not sure because I haven't looked at your page in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But are you actually, like, asking on Facebook, are you, like, asking for the sale or linking them where they can buy it when you post your photographs and your hats on there?
No, but that's an awesome idea. Of course I should be doing that. So would I put a link in there to my website? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. Yes, okay. You need to send them directly to the page on the website where they can add to cart.
Of course. Hello. I'm saying that to me. Hello. See, these are the things that I just really somehow are blind to. That's perfect. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'll say this, too. This is why, again, you know, I really felt compelled to do this program, because we all are too close to our work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we need somebody outside of us that's looking at us, looking, because I study all your pages.
Yeah.
So I look at what you're posting, how often you're posting, what you're talking about, you know, what you're showcasing, and that black habit, I mean, I think it's like a, it's not a black hat. It has black
the lace
trimming on it, and it's kind of a, it's just a dramatic piece. Yeah, you know, I love it so much. And so what you want to do, and we're going to really delve into this when we move into modules 3 and 4. So don't, you know, you're jumping ahead a little bit, not in a bad way, but I'm just saying we're jumping ahead a little bit, but we'll go ahead and go, we'll talk about it tonight. But part of what you want to start doing with your material that you have is, and also in how you craft I want to say tweet, we're not talking about Twitter here, how you craft the message.
Yeah, I know. That's the part I have to say, like, I'm really trying to do some soul searching. It's kind of, I guess, there's part of me that's definitely timid about what I want to, you know, how I want to present it. I mean, to me, my whole business, the whole thing that motivates me about it is that, yes, I do love fashion, but it's,
uh-huh.
but to me, it goes deeper, if you will, for a lack of a better word than that. I mean, to me, it's about self-expression. And so that's really uh-huh. what I key in on, but I don't know if that's what I need to be marketing, you know what I mean? That's what inspires me, but is that what my market is inspired by? I'm not so sure. I mean, most of the people that buy hats from me are pretty into fashion, and they have the resources to buy, you know, higher end things, and they want something unique, and they're confident in their own personal style.
Yeah. Well, you know, I understand that you're, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and so that's where I get confused about, like, I really want my, you know, and this is jumping ahead, but I've always aspired to, even if I have a small business and even if it's just me or a few people down the line working with me, I really want to have a brand. I want my business to be a brand. You know, it's like I want to mm-hmm. know, because I just find that interesting and challenging and creative on a business level, you know, in a business way. And so mm-hmm. I feel like if I understand my brand better, and now I even think of it differently now that when I was there, it was more oriented around being in that area, and I mm-hmm. I don't want it to be oriented around that. But
gotcha.
But if I know, you know, what my brand is, I feel like it makes it so much easier to make the blog post, to make the videos for my weekly blog, to write copy for my sales page, to write copy and post things on Facebook and Twitter.
Got you. Well, okay, now with that being said, what would you, I mean, if I were to ask you now, what's your brand, what would you say?
Oh, gosh. Words escape me on this. what is my brand? That's an excellent question. I would say, I mean, I aspire for it to be timeless, elegant, fun, chic. I mean, I'm just throwing these out. I have no idea if there's a,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Definitely self-expressive, you know, for my mm-hmm. custom, you know, / bespoke work, it's about, you know, bringing out their personality, their own uniqueness. And I see that's the part that I want to convey, but I feel like that might be too woo-woo, to be honest with you, for my market. Like, I don't know that if I speak to my market, like, you know, bring out your personal style, if they're going to really, or not, you know, I don't know that they're going to connect into that. I really don't.
Well, so let me throw this out there to you. For one, in as much as you can wrap your head around what I'm about to say.
Okay.
We put out our expression, in your case, right now, your hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what your feelings are that you want to your merchandise to evoke as you create them. Your customer in and of itself defines the brand based on the verbiage that they say. What I would suggest you do is I'll give you an exercise now, and again, I'm jumping ahead a little bit because I was going to talk about this more in module 3 and 4, but I'll say it now. I would say, I'll just give you an exercise now. So you everyone's getting a preview of module 3 and 4.
You're right.
What I would say for you to do is get on the phone with 3 of your customers.
Okay.
Or email if you can, and ask them to tell you why they bought your hat.
Okay, that's a great idea.
You know, and we're going to get into this more. And actually, I'm actually seeding this. So like I said, I mean, I'm actually previewing. What I did was, and I'll just go ahead and talk about it now because it'll just be a part of the lesson. Let me see here. Let me pull up the file and I can look at it as I'm talking about it. The last exercise I give you for Module 2, which you'll see tomorrow, is a bonus exercise that I just felt inspired to create, and I call it your 24-hour cash creation template.
Mm.
And what I'm going to ask you to do is 4 things. Well, 3 things, but it's essentially 4 things. First, you need to make a list of the things that you either have sold or are currently selling.
Okay.
2, you need to make a list of 5 to 10 opportunities that you can come up with to either repackage or retool your existing product or service in a way that will re-energize your offering. And I have a couple of ideas for you in particular, Denise, but I just want to put that one out there first.
Okay.
The third thing is make a list of 10 to 20 people, and it needs to be that big of a number, and I would even go more, but I'm going to say 10 to 20 because I don't want to overwhelm everyone, that you know personally,
mm-hmm.
that you feel fairly confident you could get on the phone or at least schedule time to get on the phone within the next 24 hours, so by for you tomorrow. Because you're getting a preview of the lesson tonight. So, and I would say to do what I just told you, ask them what they think about your product and about the new offering idea that you're going to create from tip 2.
Okay.
Okay. And once you ask them this, let them talk. Don't interrupt them. Let them tell you what they think about it.
Okay.
Think about the product. So what I would say in this case, let's say for an example, your retooling of the existing product that you have. Let's just take, I'll just use this as a very kind of a general, loose, quick example. You have a pink, looks like a cowboy hat because I used it for the video.
Right, yep.
So I would say, let's just say for the purpose of this example while we're on this call tonight, let's say you've been saying, well, you know, that hat was a really good seller. I'm thinking about doing it in different colors, and I'm thinking about doing one in a lilac. I'm thinking about doing one in a pale robin, pale baby blue, and I'm thinking about doing one in a soft seafoam green. And I'm thinking about adding a ribbon on it, or I'm thinking about doing, you know, you get where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
If I offered them, and let's say the person that you're speaking with, they just say they bought that hat, and you ask them, this is what I'm thinking about doing. If I offered that hat, what would you think about that? Would you be interested in that hat? You're not asking for a sale. You're just asking them their opinion about the product and what you're thinking about redoing or retooling it.
So the 10 to 20 people, because I lost you on what's that? The 10 to, sorry, I lost
the product line.
Shoot, this is breaking up. I'm sorry. The 10 to 20 people are clients, again, that I'm asking, or just people who know my work?
They need to be clients. They need to be people that have bought from you before.
Okay.
Because that's your fastest path to cash.
Okay.
So by merely getting in conversation with them, but it's not a sales call, it's an opinion call.
Right.
By the mere fact that you're just talking to them and in conversation with them, you're igniting energy.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if one of them, now let me take it a step further. So the questions that you want to ask them, and this is all inside the template, you'll ask them, how could you improve it? Whatever you're thinking about doing. So you're just trying to come up with something to give yourself a reason to get on the phone with them. Okay? And you want to ask them, how could I improve that? This is what I'm thinking about doing, but you know what? I'm not quite sure. How do you feel about that? And then they might say, well, you know, Denise, yeah, I really like that head, but God, I really wish you had in a bolero.
Okay.
Oh, I love that hat, but wow, I really wish you had I wish you did it with like a sunflower on the left-hand side. You know, I saw it on the website you had on the right, but I actually like it on the left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you're getting into conversation with them. And then that's what I'm talking about, the details. You want to, you know, ask them, you know, what would they like to see added? What do they want to see taken away? They might say, you know, I love that pink cowboy hat that you had on there, but man, I really would have gotten that hat if you had put like a leather band around the base of it.
Mm-hmm.
A chocolate belt would have been hot. Or what if it was like a Western, like a leather studded belt buckle that wrapped around the bottom, around the base of the hat before it hit the brim? Because then what happens is you start letting them tell you what you need to start including in your new product line. And then as you're outsourcing materials, you can go, okay, I've had three people tell me this. I've got to go find Western belt buckles to add on the hat.
Right. Okay.
You see? And
this
then what you do.
This is how I work with my this is actually how I work with my custom clients.
You know,
I mean, that's kind of how the I mean, I'm pretty wide open as to how I work with them. And I make suggestions, definitely, but.
Perfect. Yeah. And then if you want to get more clarity around pricing, you could ask them if this existed. If everything they asked for you could make and it actually existed and it could be ready in like the next 3 days,
mm-hmm.
either ask them would they buy it or would they be interested in purchasing that or how much would they pay for it? Because this could also get you clarity about where people are feeling around the area of pricing.
Okay.
You know? Because, again, you're not saying, okay, well, I'm going to have the hat ready in 2 days, come and buy it. You're just trying to feel them out to see where they're at with things.
Yeah.
With design, with pricing, with everything.
Okay.
And then, like I said, it's all about you just sort of giving them, you sort of gently giving them the information, the guide that you need to get, the information you need to gather, but you're not necessarily saying, okay, I want you to, you know, I'm selling this hat on, you know, you're doing this on Monday, the hat will be ready at noon on Thursday, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so once you've done that, you let them tell you what's on their minds and what they're thinking about, then you thank them obviously for their, you know, for their time, for talking to you. And then ask them if they have anything else they want to say.
Okay.
You know? And you can really close it and leave it at that. But you can, but what you want to do is you want to ask them, would it be okay with you if I follow up with you on some new things I'm working on based on the suggestions that you gave today? And let them say yes or no.
Okay.
If they say yes, follow up with them.
Okay.
It can be that the product, and you have to know that whatever it is that you're suggesting or talking about with them is something that you could feasibly do within a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, okay.
Because what's happened is that you've taken the time to not do a sales call, which people love to give their opinions.
Right.
So you let them do that. You get clear about what they want so that you're not making decisions based on guesswork. It streamlines your process. And then once the product is available, if it reasonably can be done in a short amount of time, you just follow up with them. You know, just to say for an example, you know, Jackie, I love the conversation we had the other day, and I just happen to have some of the supplies available to actually be able to put this together. I'd love you to take a look at it. I took a photograph. It's on my Facebook page or on my website. Go take a look.
That's great.
With
okay.
With a payment button right there for them to buy it.
That's great. I liked the full circle that you came to with that. That's great.
Yep.
That's great. Okay. No, that's great. Well, this is great because I've been working on a product line even before I started talking with you I knew I needed to clarify that, especially, you know, knowing I was going to be leaving my shop at some point. So that's awesome. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Okay, wonderful. You know, that's what I want for all of you guys. I want you to be able to take what you have. Like I said, the suggestions I gave in Module 1 are just that. They're suggestions. Some of you may be able to implement these things right away. Some of you, this is going to take a little bit of time. But I want to respect where all of you are, wherever you are in the moment.
Yeah.
And right now, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that you can teach people how to do, but at the end of the day, you've got inventory that you can be selling and making money right now.
Well, you know, I have thought about that. And the thing, first of all, and maybe I've already said this to you, I really have no, and I can't even tell you why, I have no interest in teaching people how to make hats. There's just nothing inspiring to me about that. And maybe that sounds terrible, but I just am being completely honest. I've tried to be motivated to do that, and I'm just not. I don't think, I don't think I'm oriented that way. Like, I would work with kids and do a workshop where we played with, you know, trims or something for the day. I've played with kids before, but you know, that's not something I really see I could actually make money off of. I've done that, like, voluntarily. But in terms of a workshop, and I thought about this, and it was really interesting when you brought you actually mentioned you were giving ideas for different people, and I thought it was so funny that you mentioned this because I had thought of it a couple of days earlier, and that is teaching people how to open a shop. And I could see doing that, but that sounds really scattered to me at the moment. I feel like I have to get, because I do have supplies on hand that need to be utilized, it's like, I feel like that's why, and I need to make, you know, money sooner than later. I feel like that's really what I need to focus on. And at some point down the line, the opportunity presents itself, or, you know, I feel like I could help people with a shop, then I would do that. I could see helping people. I mean, I don't really feel like I'm that knowledgeable, to be honest with you, in terms of how to keep a shop going. But I feel like I'm good. I feel like I'm good at setting up the interior of a shop, in the presentation of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I did love that you mentioned that, because I think that would be really. I mean, I love interiors, so that would be really great to me to offer that at some point.
Right. Well, and you know, and the thing of it is too, is that the idea is for you to mind, you know, mind your Rolodex of your experiences. I mean, for you, it could be for someone, especially because you're moving to New York. You know, there are people who are sitting around thinking about, I mean, even beginning to do what you're doing, that they don't have a clue as to how to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, just starting a line, never mind a store. The fact
Right.
that you actually have owned a physical store boosts your credibility exponentially.
Yeah.
Okay? Whether or not you chose to close the store or not is irrelevant. There's many people who will never even go that far with it. So, by all means, what I do want to emphasize, and I'm not saying that you are doing this, but don't discount that by any stretch of the imagination, because that is a huge credibility booster for you. And I can totally see people, I mean, and truth be told, with your consulting work with people who are thinking about designers, I'll just be very, very, very specific in this case. You know, telling them what to avoid is just as powerful as telling them how to succeed.
That's
You
a good
know.
point. That's a very good
Yeah.
point. I actually think I could be, I mean, I had two different shops over the course of 4 years, and I mean, people commented a lot on the interior, and I get, you know, I love that. I've always loved doing that. And so I feel like I'm good at creating an experience, you know, for people when they walk in. And so I would love to be able, that would be awesome to teach that to somebody down the line. And speaking of all that experience that they had in the shop is exactly what I'm, and this is going to take refining and refining and refining, and I'm just really getting started on it. But that's exactly what I want to do, I aspire to do on my website, is that I want to keep it personable as much as is practical, but I want it to be an experience when they go to my site as opposed to just a place to buy hats. Because I think it'll be a lot more successful that way, and that just is more, I mean, speaking of branding, I would say that that's definitely part of my brand.
Yes. Well, see,
Yeah.
that's just it. Like I said, you know, you everything, like I said, nothing is wasted. And I find what happens is we do so many things when you're an entrepreneur that are, it's just, you know, you in the beginning, maybe it was a challenge for you, but eventually you learned how to do it. And again, you found out what works, what doesn't work, and that database, if you will, of knowledge, you know, is a part of your income portfolio. It's what's accessible to you because you have it. Now, it's all a matter of how you choose to package it, present it, retool it, or what have you. You have basically revealed what we're talking about today in this on this call, which is beneficial to everyone who listens to this replay in the group, is, you know, you may not, and this goes to everyone, you may not want to teach someone how to knit or how to make jewelry or how to paint, but you maybe can tell them how to have a successful show.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you may be
And
able to tell
actually,
them. Oh,
well,
go
that's
ahead.
actually in line. Haven't you talked about being specialized is important too, to be like you were talking about that with the books, the e-books, where if you're super specialized, it's going to sell better. And it seems like that would probably be true or could be true for a program too.
Absolutely. The more niched you are, I mean, and I'll just say this with you because I'm feeling compelled to say it to you, is that there's absolutely no reason why you can't move into other accessories as well, you know, once you're able to, you know, because obviously you have the customers with the hats. So, I mean, there's nothing saying that once once you get resituated in Manhattan, that you're able to add other things onto your product lines as well. So, you know, you have a wellspring of knowledge available to you. And then the whole blogging thing about being basically a lifestyle brand, if you will, and a fashion accessories brand, is so totally up your alley. Because you obviously are an extremely intelligent woman and you have definitely a passion for style and fashion, and women want to know about all of that. So they want to hear your take and your spin on it. So all of it is a part of, is a part of your brand. I mean, you know, you're educating people on how to, I mean, you know, just even how to even wear a hat. Some people don't even know if a hat, if even a hat person, if there was an article that you wrote on three ways to know if you're a hat person.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, that could be an article for you that you post on your blog and post out on Facebook.
Yeah.
With photographs of your hats used to illustrate points. How to measure your head. I mean, these are things that you would know, but the average consumer, they don't know. They might think they really look good in this kind of hat, but in actuality, no, this one actually works better for your face frame, for your head shape, you know, for your personality.
So, okay. I just started making a list of things to blog about because I want to have just several, you know, I want to have, as they've come up for me, things like you said, that are common knowledge to me but not to other people, that I want to write about. So in terms of blog post, and to me, I kind of consider, I mean, is it fair to say that blogging helps establish your brand?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everything you do, Denise, establishes, and I say this to you, to everyone that's listening to this, everything you do, especially online, but even offline as well, establishes your brand.
I don't know why I just asked you that. I know the answer to that, and it's all so obvious. But, you know, I guess what I'm – I think what I'm – Tom, I'd love your feedback on this. So I think I'm making too big of a deal on forming this brand, and maybe what I need to do that will propel me into action more than thinking about it until I'm ready, so to speak, is to just write blog posts that express – about what I'm – you know, the things that I am passionate about, and that will help form my brand. I mean, and obviously I'm, you know, I do pay attention to my clientele, definitely. And so that's incorporated in that, but does that seem like a reasonable, simple way to begin?
Yeah. Well, you know, yes and no, but this is also what I also feel compelled to say to you too, as well, is I think at this point right now, this is what I'm hearing, so I'm going to go ahead and just say it, is I think you're focusing too much on the brand identification to the point that it's kind of worrying you. Maybe I'm wrong in saying it that strongly, but I don't – I just know. I'm not going to say I don't feel. I know that's not where your focus should be right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line about it is that you want to get your hats in the – you want to get your product in the hands of people who can pay you for it right now.
Yeah, okay.
That's where your focus needs to be, and that's going to happen. So with that said, and I say this to everyone on the call, with that said, once, you know, you get the – you know, the work the cash creation template, the key, the cornerstone of that is – the conversations. You need to get into conversation with people who can be buying your product. That's what you need to be focusing on right now. All of this other branding issues and so forth for all of you, that will come with time.
Yeah.
But right now, if I'm sounding a little blunt, I don't mean to be, this is who I am. You know, this is the artist path to cash crash course, not the artist branding course. So I'm going to get paid.
No, I thank you. Well, maybe that really answers goes back to what I had in the beginning of why I question myself, because I feel like I have to have the answer or at least a vision of that whole branding thing, which is changing for me again now because I'm going to be moving. I did have a vision of that when I got here, and so that was fine when I opened my first shop, and it felt right. But now I'm trying to make something happen that's premature, basically.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, like I said, whether it's premature or not is irrelevant in this particular point. What it is that I want you to be, all of you to be focused on being in conversation, live conversation, where you can, and I will be showing you ways to continue that conversation online, in this case, social media, and for some of you, blogging, which we will be talking about that too. So we are going to be talking about blogging. You know, so don't worry about that. And actually, I have quite a few things I'm working on developing. This course is actually adding a lot of – that's why when we talked today, I was like, that says, you know – hang in there. Trust me, I got some stuff coming for you, so just hang in there with me. But I just don't want to throw everything out too soon because I don't want to overwhelm. There's a reason why I'm sequencing things the way I am. But I do have something that I'm working on, several things I'm working on that's going to be, that ties into a lot of what we're saying tonight. So, you know, again, I think right now the key thing is I want you to get clarity about where you're at in terms of, you know, money and sales and product and resources and inventory and all of that. So that's the purpose of the structuring the money plan. And then the key component being once you're clear about what you have to work with, then you now are then taking that awareness and knowledge and clarity into conversations with people that can actually lead to sales.
That's great. Okay.
And the plan and all of those things will, for some of you, will be a part of that. For all of you, in one way or another, will be a part of that. But it's something that will be defined over time, and a lot of it being directed by the feedback that you're getting from people.
Sure.
So the idea is going to be that every week you're having these calls with people, at least until you get busy to the point where you don't necessarily always have time for that, or you can hire staff to produce product, and you then maintain those conversations. Because as you move into more of your other ancillary things to boost up your income portfolio, you will then, those same people that now know you personally because they've spoken to you on the phone will be the first people that you call when you launch another product line. If you decide to do consultations for people who may, some of them may be aspiring designers.
Okay.
And so everything is based on real interaction with you, as opposed to everything being sort of this layer between you and them via the internet, and I'm just using that loosely, the response time that you'll get to things will be much faster.
Okay.
So when you put something out, you know, oh, yeah, I just spoke with Denise last week, and now, you know, she's followed up with me on Facebook about this. We just talked about this. But the thing of it is, Denise, is that they will feel that they were a part of the creation process.
Sure.
So it becomes personal to them. That's also a part of your brand.
Great. Okay.
See, because it's not just a bunch of nice little fancy keywords we come up with. It's the experience they have with you. So you're listening and responding. Listening and responding. Engaging and responding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you are who they're buying, not the hat.
Okay.
Their relationship with you is your brand. How you're being in your business is your brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the core of it. The products is just the takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
You're the brand. You.
Okay.
And so you're able to be more accessible, and this is for all of you, as you're able to be more accessible, to listen, to respond, because we're hungry for that right now in this society. We go to businesses all the time that don't know our names. They don't care if we come back or not, or acknowledge us or whatever the case may be. And, you know, and I came from a luxury brand environment, so I understand about using someone's name, remembering what they actually liked, what they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that awareness is what makes people go, you know, the hats are great, but God, she's great to work with.
Mm-hmm.
She listens to what I say. Wow, you know, I told her that, and she actually went and did that. You know? And that's going to get people talking about you. That goes a whole lot further than any ads you can run, any kind of, you know, what we consider to be controlled forms of marketing. Word of mouth goes over exponentially, has much more far-reaching results for us than any kind of contrived forms of marketing.
Sure.
You know, and that's what I want all of you to be able to do, is to be able to get, starting first with that just basic grassroots conversation that people did before the internet, you know, before. You know, I mean, you have that sensibility about you that you're really taking ownership of the way that we used to do business when our grandmothers were alive. You know, I mean,
it's in part my Vermont experience.
Yeah. You know, take some of that to Manhattan because they're hungry for that.
Yeah.
They're hungry for that, you know? I mean, everything's become so cold and personal. The internet is a part of your tool, but it's not the whole thing. You need to be integrated into it. You know,
right.
and as a designer, you already are looked at in a different in a certain cachet anyway. So the more accessible you can be as you're retooling your brand in the and getting clearer about the way people are relating to you, you can reflect that, use their verbiage, because you're going to be using their verbiage in the copy.
So what do you think about, like, on my Facebook, both my personal page and then I have a page, you know, I have a lot of, whenever I post a hat or anything about my business, both places. And so, could that be an inappropriate place to, at times, maybe not, you know, all the time, but if I had a question about a new design, do you think that would be a place to just get some feedback?
On social media, on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's the perfect place to do it.
Okay. Because I've done that a little bit, but I've been kind of shy about it. But people seem to like that. I've tried to engage them a little bit more than just posting a hat and making a comment on it myself.
You want to. We're going to be talking about this in module 3 and 4. You want to actually end your post with questions, with a question at the end that does not elicit a yes or no response.
Okay.
So it needs to be open ended.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, "I'm thinking about," you know, "what do you think about this hat? Do you think this is a pretty hat? Yes or no?" No. You want to say, "You know, I'm thinking about putting this hat together, and I'm thinking about doing it with a red ribbon and a blue ribbon. Which color do you like better, or is there another color you think better?" Because their comments, you want to elicit comments, not just likes. Comments have much more weight than likes do.
Okay.
So the more comments you get, the higher you stay up on the algorithm on the news feed on Facebook.
Okay.
The higher up in the algorithm you are, more people see your post. The more people see your post, the more people can see your page.
Okay.
Again, we're jumping ahead a bit, but this is what we'll be talking about. So there's a definite formula to how you want what time of day you post, what every post should have, how they should be written.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's a whole formula to all of it, and there's a way to do it in a way that gets you aware, that keeps you aware. That's why I want to do the thing like the video, for an example. I'll show you all how to do that.
That's
with
great.
Your own individual products, how to make your own videos, and even how to build your mailing list using videos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going into all of that.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know, the we're getting ready to accelerate here quite a bit. So that's why I wanted to at least introduce you to some concepts and ideas in module 1, get you clear in module 2, get you into conversation, and then 3 and 4, we're getting ready to ramp it up.
Excellent.
We're getting ready to ramp it up. Go ahead.
I've got to get to work. This is great.
Yeah, you got to get to work because it's really, we're getting ready to speed it up because, you know, what I want you all to be doing is to be building not only your following, but I want all of you. That's my goal for you. That's my dream for you, all of you, to get sales while you're in this program. So I want you to be able to, and that happens through the processes that I'll be taking you through the engagement. That's why I talked about that so much in modules in the introductory class about, these people are getting sales because they're creating experiences and engagement. And that's what I want all of you to be able to do, is to do that simultaneously. Now, there's no guarantee of anything. I can't promise all of you that you're going to make a lot of sales, but I will say that you'll have a formula that will get you on the path. And as long as you stay committed to the process, it'll then, you will start to see benefits coming to you far more frequently because of it, and things that I even can't foresee for you, because people are watching what you're doing. People who may never make a comment, they're looking at your page. They're seeing what you're writing about. They're seeing what you're doing. Facebook in and of itself is a mini blog.
Mm-hmm. That's, I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah.
It truly is. It's a mini blog. You know.
Okay.
So with that said, again, I want to use what is, again, accessible to you immediately, what you already are using. I want to connect all of you in the program together, because I also want you all talking about one another, commenting on each other's pages, because that also helps to keep all of you up higher in the algorithm. That's why I tagged all of you in the video.
Okay.
So it's not just you by yourself. You're in a collective where you all are engaging and embracing and keeping things up with one another, because people see your comment, because your face is showing there, and they go, oh, let's look at what she's doing. And then they click on your page.
Great.
So everyone in the group, you need to friend all of them and then start commenting on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? I know that Jaylene is redoing a new website for her. We just reshot her knitwear, baby knitwear line last week. So hers, it's not quite ready yet, but I know that Denise's is ready with the jewelry. I know she's doing some things, and I know that Katie is also doing some things with her with the paintings and so forth. So we're going to get more into that. I wouldn't worry about all that right now. You know, as I'm really jumping ahead here, but it, you know, the conversation just went there, so it's fine. But we'll be talking about that again a lot more in modules 3 and 4. I'm spending 2 weeks just on marketing alone. You know, but the core marketing lesson that I want you to get is getting on the phone with people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the core thing, you know, because you cannot make these decisions by yourself. You need to be talking to people who are buyers.
Okay.
This is for all of you. You need to be talking to buyers. You know, because
buyers.
Then what's going on as we move further into our Q&A calls, that you can come back and then share with me what they're saying to you.
Okay.
So then that helps me to then better direct your actions as we move into the marketing phases 3 and 4.
Great. Okay. And the buyers
so,
don't have to be the direct customer. They could also be like wholesale buyers or boutique buyers or whatever.
Anyone who's given you money for what
okay.
you do.
Okay. thank you for the clarity.
Period. As a really good friend says to me, to land the plane, whoever is giving you money for what you do is a buyer. So,
perfect.
So yeah, that's who you want to be talking to on a regular basis. So
great.
Well, yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah, so how are you feeling now with everything that we talked about tonight?
Well, I feel very motivated now because you're excellent at coming full circle. So what I was,
okay.
you know, struggling with in the beginning, I feel clear on. So thank you. That's
good.
It makes sense. It's like I see how you're presenting steps now instead of, you know, it's not – it's helping to make clarity from the hodgepodge of my ideas. So that's great.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's all a matter of just getting clear and then building a systematic structure that you can just kind of, you know, move into sequentially and focus in the moment just on this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes it a lot easier than just, you know, because I could have, you know, recorded this program and just, you know, basically posted the recordings and what have you, and then, you know, left it to everyone's devices to figure it all out. And I really developed a program that I would like to take myself. And while I can appreciate all of that information, I can get overwhelmed, and getting the information is only one part of it. But actually having someone to actually hold your hand and answer your questions, walk you through, why am I doing it like this? Why not like this or whatever, if that's what it is. I mean, that just helps you to make it, to get it integrated into your bones, so to speak, so that you are able to act from a space of understanding, oh, this is why I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it just makes a lot more sense, I feel. So, and I find a lot of programs not necessarily related to what, you know, our core group is. But, you know, it's sort of like, okay, we're here with the videos and here are the worksheets, kind of go figure it out, and then, you know, good luck to you. I didn't want to do that. I wanted something that would integrate Q&A time. So actually it's working out well that the technology is giving me grief, because then that way I, you know, initially didn't really, wasn't sure quite how to structure this program. I thought, well, I'll put that up and then I can answer the calls while I'm presenting, answer questions while I'm presenting. But I think that that would keep us on the phone for 3 hours every time we did a session. So I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so I, well, you know, if I can get the lessons all down to an hour and give you all basic homework to do, then, you know, I can record that anytime, put that up there, and then we can just go back and then just chat, you know,
yeah,
and kind of do it all. So it's working out better this way. I think this is how, I don't think this is how we're going to do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post, as I said, module 2 will be posted later tonight or by tomorrow morning at the latest, along with a recording of this session tonight. Go ahead, everyone, to work on that. We're going to start with module 3 next, I'm going to go ahead and post the lessons on Mondays, and we'll do Q&A calls on Sunday. So we're kind of a little ahead, because I'm actually doing module 2's call before I give you the lesson. So I think what I'll do is I'll let me think about this, because I want to make sure that everyone's kind of on the same page.
Sure.
With the material. But we will be having a call on Sunday. That I know for certain. Let me think about that. I'll post it on the Ning site, and then you'll get the message by tomorrow. Let me think about that tonight to figure out the best way I want to structure that.
Okay.
But I want to give you all a full week, you know, or, you know, at least a week, well, maybe 6 days in this case, to get through module 2. And then, you know, then I'll hit you with lesson 3 next week. So it'll either be Sunday I'll do it, or by Monday at the latest. And then we'll schedule our Q&A calls for Sundays.
Sounds good.
Okay. So it seems like I think you and I are going to be the only ones. I kind of had a feeling because I posted it out so late. But this is good, because I find that everyone's sort of struggles are all universal. So, you know, what you and I talked about, I know will be a benefit to everyone else in one form or another. So with that said, you know, as I'm just going to speak sort of in general now to the group, you know, listen to what Denise and I talked about tonight. As I said before, if there was something, I'm sure you'll pick up a nugget or two here and there. And as I said before, any questions that you have for me, like I said, either save them for the Q&A calls that we're going to do on Sundays, or you can post them to the Ning site. As well, on your profile pages, like I said, feel free to, you know, do that as well if you'd like. Post images of your work, ideas that you're having, and you can even communicate with one another about what you're thinking. I mean, your forum in and of itself is a place to get feedback about what you're thinking about doing as well, or what you're offering. So take advantage of that resource. That's why I want to provide that. And I'll always send you notices about new things. I have some new things coming up. I'm going to start posting on there as well, new little nuggets and a really exciting bonus that I can't talk about just yet, but something that I think you're all going to love when we get into the marketing piece. So I scored something for you guys, so I can't wait to share that with you. But I've got to get the details worked out first before I can talk about it. But that's coming up soon.
Excellent.
And let me know how these lessons are working and resonating with you too. I want to know, you know, are you getting your needs met? And and we'll just work it together. So I'm very excited to spend this time with you tonight, Denise. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope it was a productive time for you. And
excellent.
Did you have any questions for me or anything you wanted to ask before we go?
No, I'm gonna. I have my notes from tonight, and I feel good, so I'm not going to do information overload. This is great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. So with that said, our next Q&A call will be, I'll be announcing the date soon. Like I said, probably by tomorrow. Module 2 lesson will be posted again by tomorrow, as will the recording to the replay of this Q&A session. And I have a workbook worksheet, like a 4-part template PDF worksheet that you'll get that will accompany the lesson, the video lesson. Those will be there as well. And what I want to do is post some audio, some video, and some kind of printed document so that you sort of have a little variety of things to work with. Let me know how the videos are working for you in terms of how they're playing well and can you see them and all of that. You know, if there's any glitches with that, I want to know about that as well. Again, communicate with me on the Ning site because I check it every day. And I'll be communicating with all of you more on Facebook as well, because all of you are on Facebook. And you know, let's just, you know, grow our little community. So we'll keep it going. And with that said, Denise, have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. You too, Rodney.
Oh, you're welcome. And I will see you all on Sunday, May the 27th, I believe, at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Excellent.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.